Are you struggling to make your HR consultancy stand out in a crowded market? Do you find yourself missing out on valuable opportunities to connect with your audience? Well, you're not alone. Many HR consultants face these challenges every day. But fear not, because there's a game-changing solution. It's called email marketing. And today, we're delving deep into the world of email marketing and uncovering why it's a must-have tool for independent HR consultants just like yourself. We'll explore how email marketing can revolutionize the way you engage with clients and leads, boost your visibility, and ultimately take your consultancy to new heights. So if you're ready to unlock the full potential of your consultancy and build stronger connections with your audience, then get ready, because this episode is about to change the way you approach marketing forever. This is the Marketing Made Easy for HR Consultants podcast, a show to help independent HR consultants get a pipeline of perfect fit, high-paying clients without expensive adverts, time-consuming social media activities, or energy-sapping and monotonous networking meetings. I'm your host, Nick Paninsky, author of How to Land Your Dream Client, a book which explains everything you need to know to get every sale and client you ever want. And if that sounds interesting, then make sure to grab your copy from the Influential Consultant website today. That being said, let's get into today's show. Hey there, and welcome to another episode of Marketing Made Easy for HR Consultants. This week, I'm still in Rio. It's been amazing, and I'm leaving tonight, and I've seen some incredible stuff. I've seen mountains, I've seen Christ the Redeemer, and I've seen some wonderful parks. Last weekend, I also found time to visit Paraty at the weekend, and that's an old colonial town. Some of the buildings are fantastic. They are superbly beautiful. They are a UNESCO World Heritage Site. And I also found time to slide down a big rock into a massive pool. So, yeah, I'm having a ball. Next, I'm off to Salvador, which is another beach town in Brazil. So hopefully I will get a chance to keep working on my tan, because the last week in Rio has been a little bit rainy. Anyway, enough about that. Let's talk about a game-changing marketing tactic that too many HR consultants are missing out on. It's email marketing. Now, this topic is bloody huge, so I'm splitting the content into two episodes, one this week and one next week. Today, we're going to cover what email marketing is, why you should be doing it, what you're missing out on if you don't do it, and how to get started building your list. Then next week, we're going to dive deep into the various options for your email marketing software that you can use, what emails to send to your list and what not to send to your list. We're going to talk about nurture sequences for new signups and how to monetize your list. As you can see, there's a lot to get through, so let's not waste any more time. Let's start off and identify what is email marketing. So, email marketing is a method used by businesses to connect with their audience through emails. Now, these emails can include newsletters, special offers, updates, or event invitations. Effectively, it's a direct way to communicate with clients and leads to keep them engaged with your brand. And the overall aim is to build relationships with clients and leads, inform them about new products or services, and encourage them to make purchases. But the day-to-day involves tasks like gathering email addresses, crafting engaging emails, and analyzing the performance of email campaigns. In essence, email marketing is a valuable tool for you to engage with your audience and drive sales through personalized communication. That being said, there are a whole bunch of reasons why HR consultants should do email marketing. Firstly, it's a direct communication channel. So email marketing provides HR consultants with a direct line of communication to their audience. Unlike social media platforms where algorithms can limit your reach, email allows you to connect with your subscribers directly in their inbox. Now, this direct communication channel enables you to deliver personalized messages, share valuable content, and engage with your audience in what feels like a one-on-one basis. Another important reason why HR consultants should be doing email marketing is that you own your list. Now, social media can go offline, or your account can be cancelled. And where would that leave you? You'd lose everything you've built up on a platform that you don't own. But if you get your audience onto your mailing list, then you own that data and no one can ever take it away from you. You can always contact them and you can do it however and whenever you want. Equally, everybody has email. Following on from the fact that you own your list and no one can take it away from you is the fact that everybody has email and everybody checks their email. So while some people have social media but don't use it, or they may not see your posts, well, everybody has email and everybody checks their email. So if you get recognized for sending awesome content, then people on your list will look forward to receiving and consuming your messages. Email marketing is also an effective tool for building trust and credibility with your audience. Because by consistently delivering valuable content, insights, and resources to your subscribers, you can position yourself as an authority in your niche. And this helps to build trust with your audience, making them more likely to turn to you for guidance, advice, and support in their HR endeavors. Email marketing also helps you nurture relationships. So you can do this with your audience over time. Through regular communication by email, you can stay top of mind with your subscribers, you can deepen your connections, and you can foster loyalty among your audience. So by providing that ongoing value and support, you can build long-lasting relationships that lead to repeat business and referrals. Importantly, email marketing is a powerful tool for driving engagement and conversions. See, with strategic email campaigns, HR consultants can encourage their audience to take specific actions. So downloading resources, attending webinars, or more importantly, scheduling consultations. Now, by crafting compelling calls to action and delivering relevant content, you can motivate your subscribers to engage with your brand and move further down the sales funnel. Speaking of sales, email marketing is very, very cost-effective. It's one of the most cost-effective marketing strategies available to you. Compared with traditional marketing channels like print advertising or direct mail, email marketing requires very minimal investment in terms of both time and resources. With affordable email marketing platforms and the ability to reach a large audience with a single click, email marketing offers a high return on investment and can deliver impressive results without breaking the bank. Now, in terms of that ROI, that return on investment, the figure is generally quoted as $40 for every dollar invested. Now, whatever your marketing you do, that's a hard figure to beat. Email marketing is also very easy. Now, obviously, you may not be doing email marketing because you don't know what to send or you can't write. And we'll come on to that shortly. But in general, email marketing makes it extremely easy for you to stay in touch with your audience. See, once you've captured the lead, you can add them to the rest of your leads. And then you contact everyone with just a few clicks of a button. Equally, you can schedule emails to go out at various times, so you can plan weeks in advance. Speaking of scheduling those emails, one of the key benefits of email marketing is its measurability. You can track and analyze various metrics such as open rates, click-through rates, conversion rates, and these all measure the effectiveness of your email campaigns. This data-driven approach allows you to gain valuable insights into your audience's preference, behaviors, and interests, and that enables you to optimize your campaigns for better results over time. So effectively, overall, email marketing is an extremely powerful tool for HR consultants to connect with their audience, build trust and credibility, nurture relationships, and drive business growth. And by leveraging the benefits of email marketing, HR consultants can enhance their marketing efforts, attract more clients, and achieve their business objectives more effectively. Now we've looked at the benefits of email marketing. What happens if you don't embrace email marketing? What are the consequences of inaction? Well, if you neglect email marketing, you're going to miss out on valuable opportunities to engage with your audience. Because email provides a direct and personal communication channel. It allows you to connect with your subscribers on what feels like a one-to-one basis. And without email marketing, you lose that ability to deliver targeted messages, share valuable content, and foster relationships with your audience. You're also going to lose your competitive edge. See, in today's competitive landscape, email marketing has become standard practice for businesses across industries. And HR consultants who fail to embrace email marketing risk falling behind their competitors who are actively engaging with their audience via email. So without a presence in your subscribers' inboxes, you may struggle to stay top of mind with potential clients. And that results in missed opportunities for sales, profits, business growth, client acquisition, all that good stuff. You know, and another consequence is decreased brand visibility. Email marketing plays a crucial role in increasing brand visibility and awareness. You see, by regularly appearing in your subscribers' inboxes with valuable content and offers, you can reinforce your brand presence and establish yourself as an industry leader. But without email marketing, you may struggle to maintain visibility among your target audience, and that leads to decreased brand recognition and awareness over time. You're also going to be limiting your lead nurturing opportunities. See, email marketing is an effective tool for nurturing leads and guiding prospects through the sales funnel. And through targeted email campaigns, you can deliver relevant content, address common pain points, and build trust with your audience over time. But without email marketing, you're going to miss that opportunity to nurture leads effectively, and that's going to result in a longer and less efficient sales process. You're also going to reduce your client retention. See, email marketing isn't just about acquiring new clients. It's also about retaining and nurturing existing ones. By staying in regular contact with your clients via email, you can provide ongoing value, share updates and insights, and strengthen that client relationship. But without email marketing, you may struggle to maintain that consistent communication with your clients. And that's going to lead to decreased client satisfaction and retention rates. You're also not going to have any data. See, email marketing provides valuable insight and data that you can use to inform your marketing strategies and your decision-making processes. By tracking metrics such as open rates, click-through rates, and conversion rates, you gain valuable insights into your audience's behavior and preferences. So without email marketing, you're going to miss out on all that valuable data, making it very difficult to assess the effectiveness of your marketing efforts and optimizing your strategy for better results. Overall, the consequences of neglecting email marketing can be significant for you in result in missed opportunities for engagement, decreased brand visibility, limited lead nurturing opportunities, reduced client retention, and a lack of valuable insight and data. And by embracing email marketing, you can overcome those challenges. You can enhance your marketing efforts and achieve greater success in your business endeavors. Okay, so that's all well and good, right? You're convinced that it's time to set up email marketing. So how do you get started? How do you build an email list? Well, we're going to look at the practicalities of implementing email software on your website now. So if any of what I say to you makes your ears glaze over or you start to panic, then feel free to, you know, kind of tune out and just find someone to do all this for you. You can find experts on People Per Hour or Fiverr or the like. And, you know, honestly, some of this stuff is beyond my capabilities too. And I'd rather hire an expert to do it for me than mess it up myself and frustrate myself in the process. That being said, there are some best practice activities that I'm going to share with you. So it is worth noting what needs to happen and then noting what you may need to hire someone for. So first step with email marketing is to choose an email marketing software. So we're going to talk about that in next week's episode in a hell of a lot of detail. There are many options available. You see, MailChimp, ConvertKit, Constant Contacts, et cetera, et cetera. And if you're intrigued what software to use and want some advice, then hold your horses. But for now, there are a few solutions that are free and they may serve your needs perfectly. I personally use MailPoet. It's free. It does everything that I need it to do. It's fine. But if you want something a bit more all singing and dancing, then that's what we'll explore next week. Now, once you've chosen your email marketing software, it's time to sign up for an account and complete the setup process. This typically involves providing basic information about your business, verifying your email address, configuring account settings. This is usually pretty simple stuff. But if you need your website to speak to your email software, for want of a better word, then you may want to hire someone from People Per Hour or the like to do this for you. Now, there are going to be a lot of how-to videos on YouTube. So if you're semi-capable, you'd probably be able to figure this out for yourself. Once you've set up your account and you've chosen your email marketing platform, it's time to create some opt-in forms. opt-in forms are what you can use to collect email addresses from your audience. Now, most email marketing platforms offer customizable form templates that you can use to create opt-in forms for your website, your blog, your social media profiles, all that good stuff. Again, layout, installation, design, copy, etc. These are all skills that can make a huge impact on this important task. So feel free to outsource the bits that you don't fancy doing. Once you've got these opt-in forms created, it's time to embed them on your website's homepage, your blog sidebar, or any other relevant pages where visitors are likely to see it. Make sure the form is prominently displayed and looks attractive so people want to sign up. Don't say something like, join our mailing list, because no one ever wants that. Instead, write something like, get HR tips and tricks delivered to your inbox every week, or something similar. Next, you might want to consider offering incentives to encourage signups. So we talked about this the other week when we talked about lead magnets. So to incentivize people to sign up to your email list, you can offer a free resource such as an ebook, a checklist, a template, or exclusive content that provides value to your audience in exchange for their email address. Have a definitive page on your website and call it freebies or something similar where your target audience is encouraged to sign up for your mailing list. Next, it's time to leverage your social media channels to promote your email list and encourage people to sign up. So share posts highlighting the benefits of subscribing to your email list and include a call to action directing followers to your opt-in form. Discuss the benefits of your lead magnet too, whatever you can do to get people to sign up. You also want to save this post as a featured post beneath your profile so it's prominent when people click onto your LinkedIn profile. Have the freebie or a mailing list as one of the options on your link tree or whatever you use from your LinkedIn profile. Don't have too many options on that link tree because people will fall for analysis paralysis, end up panicking and then taking none of the options. But it is important to have your mailing list as one of those options. Next, it's time to get people onto the mailing list in person, right? So if you attend networking events, conferences, trade shows, take advantage of these opportunities to collect email addresses in person. Bring a tablet or a sign-up sheet where people can enter their information to join your email list. Or even better, share a QR code that people can scan and get taken directly to your sign-up page for the freebie. You might also want to explore partnerships with complementary businesses or influencers in your industry to reach new audiences and expand your reach. Collaborate on joint webinars, co-host events, or cross-promote each other's email lists to tap into each other's networks and grow your email list organically. Encourage existing subscribers to refer their friends, colleagues, or connections to join your email list. Offer incentives such as discounts, free resources, or entry into a prize draw for every new subscriber they refer. Include social sharing buttons in your emails to make it easy for subscribers to share your content with their networks. You might also want to run a contest or a giveaway, because these can be incredibly effective strategies for rapidly expanding your email list whilst also engaging your audience and creating excitement around your brand. So by offering a valuable prize that appeals to your target audience, you can incentivize people to subscribe to your email list and increase your reach and visibility. Here are some key tips for running successful contests or giveaways to grow your email list. So choose a relevant prize. The success of your content hinges on the prize that you offer. So make sure the prize is relevant to your target audience and aligned with your brand. Consider offering a product or service that your audience would genuinely be interested in and excited to win. Make sure to set the clear entry requirements so it's easy for participants to enter by providing clear instructions, a user-friendly entry process, but also it's super easy for people to understand what to do and how to do it. Ensure that subscribing in your email list is a mandatory requirement for the entry. Then, time to promote your contest widely. So maximize the visibility of your contest or giveaway by promoting it across multiple channels. Leverage your website, social media platforms, any other relevant marketing channels to spread the word and attract participants. Use engaging visuals, compelling copy and strategic calls to action to capture attention and encourage participation. Make sure to include some FOMO as well by setting a time-limited window for entries and highlighting the deadline in your promotion materials. Emphasize the exclusivity of the prize and opportunity to win by subscribing to your email list. And that drives participants to take action before it's too late. You also want to make sure that you follow legal and ethical guidelines. So make sure that you're including regulations related to promotions, sweepstakes, and data privacy. Clearly outline the T's and C's of the contest. Include eligibility criteria, entry requirements, and prize details to avoid any misunderstandings or disputes. Next, it's time to monitor the performance of your contest or giveaway by tracking key metrics such as the number of entries, the email signups, the website traffic, the social media engagement, all that good stuff. Analyze that data to gain insights into what has worked well, those areas for improvement, and then use those insights to inform future marketing strategies. By running contests or giveaways that incentivize people to subscribe to your email list, you can effectively grow your audience, increase your engagement, generate leads for your consultancy. And just remember to choose a relevant prize, promote the contest widely, and create a sense of urgency whilst also following legal and ethical guidelines. One other thing to consider is to offer your lead magnet when you're cold calling or you're cold DMing. When you speak to someone you know you can help, but it doesn't seem to be the right time for them to get into a sales conversation, offer them your lead magnet and then offer to put them on your mailing list. Not everyone you speak to will be ready to buy from you immediately after speaking to you, especially if they're a cold lead. But by capturing that person to your email, going forwards, you can nurture them into potentially buying from you at some other stage. And again, remember to track and analyze your results. So track and analyze the performance of your email list growth efforts. Monitor metrics such as conversion rates, sign-up sources, subscriber engagement, and that can identify areas for improvement and optimize your strategies over time. So by following all these steps, HR consultants like yourself can effectively build and grow their email list, and that enables them to connect with their audience, nurture leads, and drive business growth through email marketing. And there you have it, folks. Email marketing may seem daunting at first, but armed with the knowledge and strategies we've discussed today, you're well equipped to start harnessing its power to take your HR consultancy to new heights. Remember, the key to success lies in taking action. Don't let procrastination or doubt hold you back. Embrace the opportunities that email marketing presents and watch as your business flourishes. And as I always say, get marketing, because without marketing, there's no sales. And without sales, there's no business. So get marketing. Hey there, and thanks for listening to the Marketing Made Easy for HR Consultant podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, then please consider taking a moment to help us grow by sharing the episode with a friend or colleague, or by leaving a positive review on podchaser.com. And make sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss out on any of the upcoming episodes. I've been your host, Nick Peninsky, and if you have any questions or want to know more about today's topic, and reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'd be delighted to hear from you. See you next time. So for this week's LinkedIn, what's hot and what's not, I wanted to talk about LinkedIn newsletters. It felt like that this was the logical next step after talking about email newsletters. So I'm going to cover today what a LinkedIn newsletter is, what's hot about it, and what's not hot about it. In another episode, I'll deep dive into this so then we can talk about how to launch one, how to make it successful, etc., etc. But for now, we're just going to talk about what's hot about it and what's not hot about it. So the main thing that's hot about LinkedIn newsletters is that they let you engage directly with your connections and help you build up your relationships and show off your expertise. See, when you add somebody new, make a new connection or someone follows you, they automatically get invited to subscribe to your newsletter. And that means that you get lots of subscribers with very minimal effort. So equally, another benefit as well is, sorry, I almost forgot this one. Another benefit is that when you launch the article, the newsletter, people get notified about it in, LinkedIn notifications, which isn't necessarily true if you just post something, right? If you just make a general LinkedIn post, unless somebody has clicked your bell to stay updated with what you do, then people can, miss your posts. But when you launch an article, especially a newsletter, everybody who is connected to you gets notified about that. So they will definitely see that you are creating content, that you're a thought leader. And while they may or may not necessarily read it right there and then,
you know, eventually with those touch points over and over and over again, they'll be thinking to themselves, right, what is this newsletter? What is this article? And eventually someone will read it and, you know, they start to move down that sales funnel. Now, there are a few, I would say, disadvantages or, you know, what's not hot about LinkedIn newsletters. So what's not hot about LinkedIn newsletters is when someone starts one and then abandons it. Now, I've done this before, but that was when I was repositioning myself. So when I was changing from being a simple copywriter for coaches and course creators, and when I moved over to being a marketing and sales consultant for HR consultants, obviously I had to abandon my mailing list, had to change a lot of connections on LinkedIn, which took a lot of work as well, but that's by the by. What's not hot about LinkedIn newsletters is when people abandon them. So when you start something, you know, just like every other new habit, it's really easy to get excited right at the start and think, yeah, I'm going to do this week in, week out, and it's going to be perfect. But then, you know, real life gets in the way and then feelings get in the way and you think, oh, I can't be bothered. Oh, I'm too tired. Oh, I don't know what to write. And, you know, your brain takes you away to do something much easier. So, yeah, what's not hot is when someone starts a LinkedIn newsletter and then just abandons it. So, yeah, equally, you know, when you send out content that isn't very good, you know, I see people's LinkedIn newsletters and, you know, some of them are not great. You can tell they've been written by, you know, ChatGPT. And there's nothing wrong with using ChatGPT as a base. You know, it's like a ready mix plastic bottle for cakes. You know, it's all well and good, but you need to add, you know, the cherry on the top to ChatGPT. So what ChatGPT can create for you is great, but you need to tweak it so that it's more human. Taking what ChatGPT creates for you and just pasting it into a LinkedIn newsletter is, it's not the best because ChatGPT, as we know, it's a language model, language learning model, so it doesn't create the best content. So, yeah, that's what's not hot about LinkedIn newsletters. Anyway, hopefully that has been interesting for you. As I say, in due course, we'll talk more about LinkedIn newsletters, but if you have any thoughts on this week's LinkedIn, what's hot and what's not, then feel free to reach out to me because I would love to hear from you. Bye for now.